Two teenage girls were raped and murdered last week in a small village in India. The girls, who were cousins, were discovered at dawn hanging from a mango tree where they had been left for hours. The father of one of the girls had gone to the village police station looking for the pair after they went missing in the poor state of Uttar Pradesh, 200 miles outside of New Delhi. A police officer, a member of the same caste as the presumed attackers, refused to offer any assistance to find the girls. As the girls' bodies were discovered, an angry crowd of women gathered in the village, accusing the police of complicity in the crime of sexual violence and caste revenge. Authorities used a water cannon to break up the protests outside the office of the chief state minister of Uttar Pradesh, one of the poorest regions of India, where over 60 million people live in dire poverty. According to the Guardian newspaper, since the 1970s, the number of reported rape cases in Uttar Pradesh has risen tenfold. However, it's estimated that only 10% of sexual assault cases are reported to the police. India reformed its rape laws last year in response to a gang rape of a student on a bus in New Delhi, yet the level of sexual violence has not diminished. News reports disclose that a top donor to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a potential Republican candidate for president in 2016, recently won a $106 million subsidy to build a hotel and office complex in Paterson, New Jersey. The donor, John Hansen, a real estate developer and founder of the Hampshire Companies, has given over $310,000 to the New Jersey and National Republican Committees and served as Christie's finance chairman for his 2009 and 2013 campaigns. Hansen's joint venture with a nonprofit group won a tax break from the Christie-controlled Economic Development Authority, which covers over 75% of the development costs for the project. Hansen's role in the Paterson office development was not openly disclosed to local officials in Paterson. Eric Leroy of the watchdog group Good Jobs First observed, "The Paterson tax break had, quote, the appearance of cronyism when you have a major campaign donor receiving what is going to be a lucrative subsidy from the state." Christie remains mired in the George Washington Bridge lane closure scandal at the same time that he faces charges for intimidating elected officials in connection with several development projects. Meanwhile, his administration must explain its $15 million investment of state pension funds in a firm headed by a Massachusetts Republican gubernatorial candidate who donated $10,000 to the New Jersey GOP. Richard Miles sat in a Texas prison for a decade after being convicted of murder before he got the Dallas District Attorney to reconsider his case. After reexamination of key evidence, Miles was exonerated of all charges in 2012. Miles received help from Centurion Ministries, a group seeking to free the wrongfully convicted. In 2009, Centurion founder Jim McCloskey appealed to the Dallas District Attorney to have the recently formed Conviction Integrity Unit reopen the case. The unit re-interviewed witnesses and raised serious questions about the ballistics evidence in the case. Miles was released in late 2010. The Conviction Integrity Unit was developed by Dallas DA Craig Watkins in 2006 and has since become a national model. Conviction Integrity Units are now operating in 11 big city DA offices, including Brooklyn and Detroit, with new units recently opened in Philadelphia and Cleveland. Since its founding, the Dallas Conviction Integrity Unit has freed 33 innocent people from prison. The reform pushed by the Dallas DA included an audit of 400 cases where inmate requests for DNA evidence had previously been rejected. In spite of these reforms, Rob Warren, executive director of the Center on Wrongful Convictions at Northwestern University Law School, is skeptical about the motive behind the units, which he regards largely as a public relations ploy. He told the Christian Science Monitor, "Most of these CI units remind me of George Orwell's Ministry of Truth in 1984. They are window dressing." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.